This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and getting sober seems very clearing and freeing, but so does getting drunk. How can I do both?
I'm Brandy Posey, and kids are such a foreign concept to me that when I see baby shoes at Goodwill, I wonder who died. And forget that kids outgrow things, you fucking ghoul.
I'm Tess Barker, and the best things in life are weed.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Lady to lady.
We have a good one today.
Hell yeah.
I'm predicting in the future that it's going to be
I think
way.
You're right. We dubbed that back in after we recorded
yes.
the episode.
That's what we always do.
Just dropped it in.
All these episodes are on a time loop continuum.
Yeah.
Let's make the most work for our producer on the week that she is on the podcast.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the lead singer of Tiny Stills. She's about to see her on tour
yes.
all over the place. And she's the producer of this very podcast, Kaylin West.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. How is it seeing our faces in person with our voices?
It's fantastic. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
I know. Yeah.
I feel like we're best fucking friends.
She's Aww. Saying, she's like, I feel like I know, because she has to listen to, you know,
sure.
to listen
I
to
listen
our lives
to all
every
of them.
Week.
Do it.
I was saying to somebody recently, I was like, man, if I ever need to like, because I have a horrible memory, but we have so much recorded on this
yes.
podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I guess if I ever need like to write a book, I'm just going to make some sad, poor person, like intern.
Just listen to the podcast.
Come back and listen to everything. It's true, though.
I just love the idea of like your version of The Notebook is like you as like an old lady and an old folks home just listening to the podcast. She's like, oh god,
yeah,
oh no,
that's honestly exactly what's gonna
You're
happen.
Your Ryan Gosling is gonna be playing back footage of you talking about sucking other men's dicks.
Yeah. Holy fuck. Well, at that point, honestly, it's just gonna be like a robot man.
Yeah,
sure,
exactly.
Right? It'll be my robot husband who
yeah.
will just be like,
he won't be emotional about it. He'll be a robot husband.
Yeah, and yeah. he'll be like, it'll yeah. be like, he'll be doing the, god damn it, it'll be like in Star Wars.
Oh, help me, Obi-Wan
Princess
Kenobi.
Leia.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll
yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
be projecting yeah. it outside.
Play Memory 52 again. Oh, boy.
Help me, Jack Daniels. You're my only hope.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
but
a
exactly,
t-shirt.
But like
That's
we were
sure
just saying, a lot of us, you know, Brandon was just talking about being on our friend Lisa Curry's new podcast, uh-huh. talking about doing shameful stuff. Mm. And I'm embarrassed of some things, but mostly it's like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah. Nothing has stuck with me that I'm still thinking about that much. But I've definitely in the moment gotten myself in some doozies.
For sure. Yeah. I think, we're talking off podcast.
And I've been with actually,
uh-huh.
I've seen you at least be ashamed. We'll leave it at that.
Senior shame.
That'll happen. Yeah. So our friend Lisa Curry has been passing some shows. She has a new podcast coming out about talking about embarrassing stories and stuff. And I just did it the other day. And I realized while I was doing it that I'm like not really embarrassed of anything.
Yeah.
Because anytime I've like felt shameful about something, I've like chosen to weaponize it to make myself better or to like learn something from it. So then it's just it's a positive feeling in my head.
I like that you say weaponize, though.
Yeah. So can I get a concrete example of weaponry, please?
Yeah. What the hell was I just talking about yesterday? See, also the problem is I have aphantasia, so I don't relive memories.
Oh, right.
That's
so,
why you
right.
don't remember your because
that's
like
also,
yeah, yeah you don't have the little home movie,
but you associate the feeling,
the feelings, and the
right.
concepts of it. So like if a feeling is what I think of from a memory, I don't want bad feelings, so I will just like change it in my head to be like, oh, this is what you learned from it, so that's how this memory makes me feel.
Huh. Right.
Like the first time I like here's the perfect example. In eighth grade, the only time I ever felt truly shamed in my life is the first time that somebody like called out my boobs and made a big deal about them.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, I remember being like, someday I will deal with this. And like when I had breast reduction surgery. So like in my whole life, I was like, this, fuck you. You don't get to make me feel like this. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have reduction surgery someday. So like when I had that, it became like an empowering moment because I was like, no, you don't get to choose my narrative.
Right.
So it's like
right.
that kind of thing where it's like, I remember being like, no, you don't define me like that. Fuck you. I'm going to write you off forever. And now I'm going to do the thing that, like, you will never get to say this shit about me again.
But what about, so one thing that I get, I would say if I had to, like, think of little minor embarrassing moments, mm-hmm. something that I do a lot is mistake people, like, say the wrong name or say something accident. Okay, here's something.
Yeah, yeah.
We were just at the Chateau, no big deal. We were at the Chateau Marmont.
Do you remember?
Oh, sure do. I know. Yeah.
Tell me more.
And when I used to work, I think I might have told the story on here before, but when I used to work at like the theater in Hollywood, mm-hmm. John Belushi's son was in a play there. Mm-hmm. And like we were kind of flirting with each other and he was like, you look cute tonight. And I was like, thank you. And mm-hmm. I was like, I'm actually going to a party at Chateau Marmont. Mm-hmm. And then like we both stared at each other and I saw him his mm-hmm. uncle's death. And so I was just standing there watching him and I was like, why did you say that? You knew that. You knew that. Why did you have to say Chateau Marmont? And like, I'm just thinking, and like, he was like cute. And like, we both just like walked away in separate directions and it was just like, why?
Yeah, there's a bit of foot and mouth.
Foot and mouth.
Yeah.
Foot and mouth?
For sure.
I don't remember any of them.
Right.
Like, I'm sure I have them, but I just like forget them. I'm living 50 first dates every day of my life.
Wow.
Like, straight up. It's so funny.
Oh my God, that means you end up with Adam Sandler.
I'll
take a Billy Madison.
Okay. How do you guys feel about like a 50 first dates Groundhog Day situation where they're like, well, I'll just get to know you over time and manipulate your feelings into loving me because you don't remember?
It's a very creepy movie. It's super creepy to wake up and be like, I have a child. Like, that would be an awful day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I've had a lot of mom friends tell me that they do wake up and have that moment.
Oh, man. I think so because I think like life is so surreal that I think when you go into big life moments like that, like having a kid or getting married, you still wake up and you're like, what?
This is my life. That's why I think, I mean, Groundhog Day is one of my favorite movies actually because of that.
I love it.
I mean, that's what we are living really is the same reality over and over again and not learning from our mistakes. It's the whole thing about reincarnation.
Super dark.
I've been working on a joke on stage about how like Barbara and I were just Easter bunnies and when we were on our shift, you like could not take the head off. So like, I've realized that, like, that's what it feels like to be in the Trump administration is just to be stuck inside of an Easter bunny head that you can't take off for 3.5 hours, but it's, like, for 4 years.
It is so weird knowing that you can't take it off. It's a horrible feeling.
You're stuck. Like, I'm not used to being told what to do.
Because you have moments of calm and you have moments of panic. There's, like, it runs the gamut, for sure.
See, what you're describing sounds like scuba diving to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty similar to that.
So how do you guys think you're more open to scuba diving now?
Fuck no.
Okay. No, I've never wanted to.
Well,
because
if I was getting paid for it, maybe.
What would the price be?
Was the only reason I did the bunny.
So, but you would scuba dive for the price you're making for the bunnies?
No, that's what's holding you back. Make more.
I'm just saying,
like, I wouldn't have done it without some kind of monetary.
You know, what's your price? What's your scuba price?
I probably need to be getting paid like, well, I don't know. It depends on how long.
Let's say you're underwater for 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah. And I'm going to sweeten the deal and I'm going to say it's for a commercial.
For a commercial? Well, yeah. I mean, $5,000.
Cool. Solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So, but what holds you back? The fear of suffocating?
I just don't really like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I've never tried it, so maybe I'd be fine with it.
Somebody explained the bends to me before
that freaks me out, too.
Yeah, and it just, like, really upset me that, like, my lungs could be ripped apart if I went up too fast. Like, and that combined with my fear of sharks. I'm like, well, what if there's a fucking shark in the water? I need to escape it. Oh, cool. So it's either a shark eats me or my lungs explode inside of me.
A lot.
And so, you know, it's just me on the balls of my toes at all time. I feel like I can't survive and it puts me in a disadvantage. I don't like being.
So you wouldn't scuba dive at any price. It's not a price for you.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because I also feel like, I don't know, I can like see, I only watch a video that other people have shot scuba diving. It'll be better than like probably what I'm experiencing and it's fine.
People say that because I mean, and I don't think everyone should skydive, but I think if you have any interest in it, you should. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people are like, no, just watch a video of it.
I'm
like,
skydiving to me would be a little bit different.
The fucking
to me, skydiving is different because it is like that's that. I guess I just don't think that there would be a th- as much of a thrill underwater. I feel like it would be very like, oh, this is cool. I'm looking at all this cool stuff. Versus
so
skydiving.
You just need one of those like 3D screensavers, basically. And
yeah,
you're good.
There
one
we
of those
go.
Fish.
Yeah. That I'm fine with. There's no sharks. It's great.
Then toasters with wings?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's under the sea, right?
Yeah.
That's in the bottom of the ocean.
I feel like I equate it though to like if you get too high and you're like, I'm in my body, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do. And it's the same thing with scuba diving. If you were to panic underwater, where you're like, get me out.
What can you do?
You can't. You're fucked.
That as I said, those moments in the bunny head when you had that were hard because I was like, I did have some moments because it's really hot in there and you're just like, I can't breathe. I need to take these off.
It's just you want to be out of your own skin.
Well, I think that's why these extreme things are like, that's how you grow mentally, right? Like you push yourself to your edge and you're like, okay, that's why you have to talk.
I grew mentally a lot from that.
I mean, whether you're bungee jumping or you're the Eagle on Plaza, you know, you find your edge and you hang out.
I learned a lot about myself inside of that rabbit. Yeah.
Horrifying. So we've all been on the road like a little bit lately. Has anybody got any road stories? Roadhead?
Roadhead.
Didn't get any roadhead.
No.
It
was in Cincinnati. Thanks.
How was Cincy?
Cincy was fun. I was in a... I was in like a suburb of the city, so I couldn't go in the city too much. And I didn't have a car or anything. And so I just kept like... It was staying in like an extended stay hotel that was just like surrounded by business parks that were empty.
Oh dear God!
So I just kept just like during the day, I would just like walk a mile and a half to like a barbecue place, and then just like. But I had a fridge at home, so I'd be like, "Well, I'm just gonna get something for later." So I'd be walking down the street with a backpack full of ribs, just feeling like a murderer. Just bones in my backpack.
Yeah, that's real weird.
Awesome.
So that was like most of my time. I went to a dog park with my friend Goodrich that opened for me, and that was like. Delightful to be and like in Cincinnati everyone has big dogs, so it's just like big dogs and like big dogs play so much more like bigger than like little dogs play, but big dogs just like, oh, I can see the
it's
wolf
almost like
in
watching
you.
Bears prance.
Exactly. So like that was pretty fun. Like I could just go. I should just like start going to dog parks in different cities. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird
at
all.
Great.
Yeah, I mean, I always want to just go to the one by my house.
Yeah, you have a good one.
By you.
A
really
I love
one.
That dog park. I actually had in Tahoe a very good dog experience as well. I went on. There was this run there that was like it was honestly one of the most beautiful runs I've ever been
up in Tahoe,
on.
Right?
Yeah, in my life, it was like this trail that goes along this river in the middle of like this pristine forest. So you just got like running water, like beautiful creeks on one side, and then these like alpine snow covered mountains in the distance on either side.
Damn.
And it's like the most like heavenly thing. And then the whole time, like every half mile or so, beautiful dog.
Oh.
Just beautiful, beautiful dog prancing in the forest.
I thought you were gonna be like, and a wolf came out and ran us all along.
No, we just had Labradors, we had pitties. It was great. It was great.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I don't have a story about a dog, but I have a story about a man. So same difference.
Same thing.
All men are dogs.
God damn it.
That's why I wear peanut butter for my lipstick. I'm doing Barbara's joke now.
I've tweeted about this, but I was on the road by myself and so trying to kill time. So I went to go see a movie in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And I went, what was I seeing? I was seeing, Isle of Dogs.
I
guess it is about
dogs. Oh, yeah. Stories we found. Like, that's
dog
so neat.
Stories.
What up, dog?
So I was like, I go in there and it's only me in this, like, and I'm like, fuck yeah, because I was like, cool, I'm going to like, I'm just like, I'm going to do a bunch of Instagram stories where I run around the theater yelling, I love dogs.
Sure.
I was like, cool, all set for that. So like, the movie's about to start. I'm sitting in the middle, like right in the middle of the whole theater. One man walks in.
No.
One man. And where does he sit?
Next to you.
No.
No, he sits right behind me.
No.
Right behind me. One
literally
thing
behind
back,
you?
One thing back, and one over. So, like, I can barely see
that's
him
even
in my
worse
periphery.
Than directly behind you.
Isn't that terrible? I was
get
like,
out
why
here.
Would you ever do that?
Did in you say something?
I came so close. I, like, almost turned around and was like, you realize this is creepy.
Yeah.
Right?
Ew.
Like, it was like being followed for 2 hours.
Ew. Yeah.
For sure.
Don't sit right behind me.
For sure.
And I was, like, on high alert, like, listening for no. I was like, he's either going to jerk off or like, take
yeah.
Kiss.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Why? Just don't
oh my
do
God.
That, man.
I wish you had gotten up and then sat the row behind him to be like, motherfucker, this is where I sit.
That's the response. Well, and it's also awkward because, like, it's if so you creepy. Get up and move, you're the only other person in the theater. So he's going to notice. this, and then that's going to make it more of a thing.
But then, like, it's on him for being weird for sitting there in the first place.
I just mean, like, I would be worried that he would follow you. And
I was like, I should get up and go to the bathroom, then come back and sit somewhere else. I kept saying that, but then I was like, no, it's fine. So I was, like, trying to enjoy this movie, but also being scared I was going to, like, be killed the whole time.
Yeah,
that sounds
relaxing. Horrible. It was so, it was just so crazy. It was like, dude, you know that's a weird place to sit.
Don't do that.
Does he?
Yeah.
Do
I don't know. I don't know what they think about it.
He might have been one of those people that, like, when there's plenty of seats on the bus, they sit next to you.
Yeah.
But isn't that generally a creep?
I think so, but then I think they just don't know.
Yeah, I think some guys, like, don't see themselves as threatening. They don't realize their place in the world. And it's like, no, you're creepy right now.
Yeah.
It's like, I've definitely, when I used to drive for Lyft, I've had people that would, like, sit behind me as the driver.
That's so weird.
As opposed to the diagonal. And I'd be like, hey, do you mind moving over there? And I would say, and they'd be like, oh, okay. And I'd be like, it's not you. It's just, you know, it's weird that I can't see your face.
Just
move over there. Just like, think about other people and their experience in the world.
It's just so weird to do that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And then we both were like kind of laughing at some of the same stuff. So I was like, God. I guess I'm safe.
That's so weird too.
It was bizarre. I came so close, but it was like, you know, it was a pretty good date for all the ones I've
got. Yeah, I was gonna say. Are you sure it wasn't cute?
It was like I don't know. I never saw his face.
I mean, what if this was like your meet cute? I mean, what if he like it was just like how you were viewing the situation? You turn around and it's Ryan Gosling.
Lately, like I kind of like lately am holding myself back from doing certain stuff that I want to do where I wanted to turn around and be like, you know, that's weird. Like, and I wish I should have just done it. I don't know what's holding me back. I guess just society or something. But
fuck it.
But yeah, there's things like that lately where I'm like, man, I really want to do this thing and I'm not letting myself. And I want to like get to the point where I just let myself do the thing.
I've been leaning into it. It feels great. Just clapping in man's face like they're coyotes. Just get away from me. Stop it. It's great.
I do that. Yeah. When somebody's aggressive towards me, I do that shit. For sure. Yeah. But they have to like make the move first.
For sure.
You know? And I don't want to necessarily be a dick to them. I was just more curious. I want to be like, Do you understand that we did is weird?
Because maybe he would be like, oh.
Oh, sorry.
Dude, sorry.
Yeah. I've learned from this.
Where was this? What
city?
It was in
Oakland. It was in like the Bay area.
He should know.
Yeah.
I know. Come on.
You're in the woke Bay. Come on, man. Like, figure it out.
Yeah, it was weird.
In Olympia, we had a guy who left because it was in the back of a bar and there was a show. And he came out of the front. We found out later. And there was a stage door on the back, right on the stage, danced onto stage during my friend's band set, Get Married, opened the door, came on stage, and everyone's looking at him like, you know this is wrong,
Why are you doing this?
And he didn't have shoes on, which was part of the reason he got kicked out.
Yeah.
Found his way back into the bar through the show. Dance. It was one of those things where you're like, is this dangerous? Is this guy okay?
It's either so harmless that it's like nothing or it's like super dangerous.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
What extremes? Yeah. It's similar to your sitting like in behind you.
It's you're like, just like, I don't
oblivious
know
or like crazy psychopath.
Well,
which one?
I also resent anybody that like lives in the world as if they are the star of the movie and everyone else is just there to serve them and like their experience. I fucking hate that shit so much. Like, I was just like, oh, this is what I want to do in the moment. And it's like, no, you're fucking performing. Like, it's not about you right now. Like, things just aren't
totally
about you.
Just to play devil's advocate for the movie theater situation, there are only, like, 4 good seats in a movie theater.
I don't think that's true at all.
But, like, if you have your run of theater, you want, like, the chunk in the middle, right? Like, if you do have
there were hundreds of other seats.
Okay.
Literally hundreds. Like, he could have sat anywhere.
Or like one to the left or right. I think a couple more would have been, you know.
Yeah.
Or even same row as you, two or three seats away. That's less creepy, right?
I don't think I'd want that either.
I think same row would be fine.
Really? Yeah.
I couldn't see him.
Yeah.
He like was right there.
But you can't really see him if he's in your periphery
I think I could have seen him more. Like,
yeah. I think you'd be quicker to catch that, like a movement there than a movement like here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm doing jazz hands. I'm doing creepy man jazz hands.
Yeah. I think awkward wise, I would rather have... I'd be about as displeased in the same row as I would behind me because it just
trust me.
Personal
it was literally
space-wise,
like someone following me for an hour. So though. Like you know, when there's a presence behind you, it's not
I hate
fun.
That.
Yeah,
I always feel bad when I'm out on a run and I'm like, I don't want to slow down too much, but I always feel bad when I like come up
like
behind, like
somebody.
I'm like, sorry, I'm just a person on a run. Sorry,
that's all it is.
Yeah, I usually just yell behind you, but I don't know if that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
That's really nice.
Okay.
It's more thoughtful than most people.
Yeah, most people are just like a
you
presence
could get a little bike,
past you.
Bike bell.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I should get a bike bell for my body.
Body bell.
Just get a bike bell belly button.
Yeah. That solves, just scratches so many itches.
Yeah. I keep thinking about getting my belly button pierced again.
Do it.
Yeah. I'm just like, fuck it. Who cares?
It's summer. Let's...
It's hilarious. Also.
I know. I really enjoyed having a belly button ring.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun piercing to have.
Yeah, it's very dumb.
I'm definitely going to get my nose pierced again at some point, I'm sure.
Caitlin, piercings, have you ever had any?
No, ears.
Ears.
That's it?
Nothing else.
Just classic ears.
Are you really a musician or what?
Yeah,
are you clearly a poser?
Are you punk enough? Can you please just help with my imposter syndrome right now? I pierced my own ears, though, which
that's kind of intense.
Badass. When? How old were you?
I was like 16.
Oh, wow.
With like the needle and everything?
Well, I had gotten the bottom one's done at Claire's, and they give you those piercing earrings.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I want these, and I did two above, and then I wanted the cartilage, so I did the cartilage.
You did that by yourself?
Cartilage is intense.
I have problems with like letting go, so letting other people hurt me is like a gift. You know, like if I trust you to like be my doctor,
right?
If I'm doing it to myself, I have control over it, so it's like a control issue thing.
Oh,
I'm actually crazy.
That's impressive.
You wear it well.
Fine. Thank you.
That's cool. I have two piercings in either ear, but I never wear earrings, so the opposite hole has closed up on each ear.
No.
So when I put in earrings, they're like slightly cockeyed. But I also don't care enough to fix it, because I don't wear earrings enough to like keep them in long enough.
You know who to call.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let's do it now.
Oh my God.
Piercing.
These holes closed up, but at one point in high school, my friend pierced my ears on a tractor.
Oh, hell yeah.
While we were waiting in line to drive tractors in floristry.
That's badass.
I was literally sitting on a tire, and my friend had a piercing gun in her backpack, and she was like, do you want me to pierce your ears? I was like, yeah, sure.
Fuck yeah.
Damn.
Kelly Foot pierced my ears on a tractor.
Carrying around a piercing gun in your backpack, that's a move.
Yeah.
On the go piercings.
It was, full shop service. You didn't even have to leave school.
That's awesome.
Okay, get yourself pierced. We'll be back.
BRB. Yeah.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Caitlin West.
Hey, I'm me.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to play a game? Have you ever heard of it?
I sure have. Let's play a game.
Caitlin, in the second segment of the podcast, sometimes we play games.
Tell me about the game. They have theme songs?
Yeah.
No,
it's crazy.
Fuck yeah.
We're going to play a little game called Who, What, When, Where, and Why.
Yeah.
Who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, who, what, where, when, why?
Okay. Number one, who is a celebrity people would be surprised that you like?
A celebrity that I like?
Yeah. Is there somebody that you're like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, yes, but I don't remember his name. Yeah. Who's that guy? Yes,
big fan.
This is great. Big fan. He was in Okja, and he's that dude with the black hair, super nerdy looking.
Is he the main character? I haven't seen it.
He's like the, he was also in Little Miss Sunshine. What's his
name? Oh,
face?
The brother?
Yeah.
Oh, I like him.
Because I think he's like nerdy cool.
Yeah.
What the fuck is his name? I'm sorry, dude, if you're listening to this somehow. I'm so sorry.
He is listening.
Is he the sarcastic British reporter?
In Okja?
I'm looking at Okja.
Oh, that is a deep cut. Wait, Caitlin.
I'm so sorry. Like,
that's
really...
the fourth person on the bill. It doesn't make any
sense.
It's
not like a celebrity. This isn't like, I like Kim Kardashian and I'm embarrassed.
Absolutely not. I'm not embarrassed. I know no one. I was walking at South by Southwest a couple years ago with my friends, and we were playing, and I saw this guy I thought I knew, and I ran up to him, and I was like, hey, you remember me? We played a show together. He was like, no. And my band is like giving me the don't talk
like
to that person.
Right.
And
this
they walk back, and they're like, why did you just grab Michael Cera? And I was like, dude,
you
I am so sorry. Like,
that's so funny.
That's
so,
hilarious.
Like, just so you know who you're asking, just your demographic here doesn't recognize Michael Cera.
Oh, wait, you're talking about Paul Dano?
Paul Dano.
Fuck yeah, Paul Dano.
I know. We found his name at the same time.
Yeah,
well, Caitlin, it's interesting that you bring
so
that up.
Sorry.
You may or
so
may
sorry.
Not know, Barbara, do you have some news about Paul Dano?
Do you know that Paul Dano collects teeth?
I should have known that. He does. Yes, you just talked about this. I know. I knew his name. Paul Dano. I just think he's so nerdy and charming.
Yeah,
he's
like he rules. Dark... That's so funny that it was Paul Dano.
I was like, what's a weird name? What's like, who's this third person?
Oh, God,
it's so
Dano.
Funny.
Oh my God,
he's great in I Drink Your Milkshake. What's that movie?
No Country for Old Blood or whatever.
Yeah. All blood has no country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Wait, yeah. I want to see. Okay, so that Paul Dano collects teeth is what real Greg Kinnear posted on Twitter. I want to see what real Greg Kinnear has posted recently. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's see.
It's not
on.
Actually him.
Okay.
You can't spell evolve without love.
Oh, I feel like Greg Kinnear would say that.
Yeah,
keep
like
your
Greg
chin
Kinnear.
Up always. Be happy, smile, and relax. Relaxes him.
That caps. Doesn't seem like Greg Kinnear.
Okay, Greg Kinnear.
Ooh, what? Here's this one. Life is unkind at the best of times.
Ooh.
Cool. So dark.
Hey, Greg Kinnear, you've had a nice life. Take it down a notch.
Yeah. Just want to wish all you loving compadres a very happy new year. Hashtag love. I don't know what's going on.
I hate the idea of Greg Kinnear saying compadres.
Yeah.
I don't
also
know why.
I can see it.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. It just really bothers me for some
reason. It seems inappropriate.
Yeah. It's just like he's like throwing up a shaka and you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like 50. Take it down a notch.
I would like to go to El Compadres with Greg Kinnear.
There you go.
Great Mexican restaurant in LA if you ever visit.
Get a flaming margarita with
God,
Greg Kinnear.
Please.
That Wolf sounds chain. Like a...
And just watch a Dodger game with Greg
I'm
Kinnear.
I'm sorry, French Stewart, but oh my God, we should get... Can we get Greg Kinnear on the next anniversary?
Look, can everybody tweet at real Greg Kinnear?
Yes.
See if you can get the real Greg Kinnear through this Greg Kinnear.
Yes. through fake Greg Kinnear.
Any, honestly, Greg Kinnear. We'll take most Greg Kinnears.
If your name is Greg Kinnear, we'll take you.
That would be really funny if we just started having on guests that had celebrity names. Yes. They weren't the celebrity.
So, that's great.
We've gotten Matt Dillon on the show. I don't know why that's the first person I pulled.
We just get two guys named Matt and Dillon.
Yeah,
exactly. Your name, I kind of want to interview.
Yeah.
So I have this guy, you guys, who I've had the same phone number as him for 10 years. The same phone number. His area code is one digit off mine. But I know so much about this guy that I, at this point, want to interview him and see if I can guess accurately, like, how many different things about his life. Like,
that's
I know
so
when he got a girlfriend. I know that they got a second dog.
Oh, do you know his number?
I do. I'm not going to say it because it's almost my number, but people
it's
call
one digit off.
And I'm like, oh, you're looking for Chris? You called this. His number is this.
Wow. You should text him and ask him if you can talk to him on the show.
I should.
Dude,
that's a great idea. Right? Yeah. Do you guys want to talk to Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, hey, we have one number. I keep getting calls for you.
No, he knows me because I texted him like 5 years ago. I called him 5 years ago and I was like, hey, it's Tess. And I was like, my phone number is an LA phone number and his number is not, but it looks like an LA phone number. So people always call me because he lives in LA. So he tried to say, I said, look, Chris, I'm getting your number all the time. I said, you got to tell people that your area code is this. And he said, oh, that's funny because I get people calls for you all the time. I said, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't. And I said, you need to double check.
Thing to lie about.
I know. And so, you know what? Maybe Chris and I can have a knowledge off.
Yeah.
We'll see who knows more about who.
Yes.
That's such
I
a
love
great
this.
Idea.
Yes.
It'll be like the honey. Yeah. What the love, whatever the fuck that show is.
The love connection.
Newlywed game.
Newlywed game. But the same number game.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah. It'll be like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
We'll shrunk the Chris.
Yeah. You can like battle a scorpion together and throw out facts about each other. That'd be great. That's so funny.
I always really wanted to eat the Oreo in that movie.
Oh,
when they find the Oreo and they take
the big scoops out?
Yes.
Didn't
truly.
They have, like, wasn't there, like, a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, like, area somewhere?
In Disneyland or something?
Disney. Yeah, Disney.
It's where Captain EO used to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything was huge. The big ant. It was awesome.
Yeah,
I was
fun.
Obsessed with that movie.
That
I
movie
loved
was
it so
good.
Much.
Classic.
Also, the thing that I wanted to see the most the first time I went to Las Vegas was Old Vegas from Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. It was like, I want to see this. I want to see the neon signs. The baby was knocking over.
I was so sorry. I keep stepping on Tessa's foot.
It's okay.
Sorry.
They're big.
I always wanted to see the sign graveyard from Vegas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the sign. Isn't that like a museum?
Museum of Neon or something in Vegas. Yeah, you can go. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's like one of those like recommended road trip places.
Yeah, but you have to like, it's really popular, so you have to get tickets in advance. I feel like I never know in advance.
Yeah.
Enough in advance of a Vegas trip.
Yeah.
Because it's like you have book it like 2 months out. And it's
right.
Like,
oh, yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah. Vegas 2 months out. Although, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do have a.
No, you guys have
do ecstasy and go to the Neon
Museum.
Very
planned out.
Okay. I'm just throwing out you.
I will say.
Yeah. I'm going to be in D.C. when Tess is having her bachelorette party in Vegas,
you'll
unfortunately.
You'll live vicariously. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am also, okay, I'm supposed to maybe go to Vegas with this guy for like a weekend, like a month before that. And I'm like, how much am I going to go to Vegas in 2018?
I think this is, you know, I've had years that I've gone to Vegas quite a bit and they've been great years
of
my life.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Maybe it's fine. Yeah.
I went to Vegas four times last year. Yeah. I'm not that much of a Vegas person. Yeah. I had a great time every single time I went.
I know, but he's like, it's like 3 days. 3 days is too long.
You should see if dude wants to go. You should see if dude wants to go to Beatle Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right? Yeah. That's really good.
If he wants to pay for
That one's
well,
fun.
Exactly. And if he doesn't, see if he wants to pay for Baz. I really like that show too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which one's
Baz? It's a review from Baz Luhrmann movies, which sounds like it could go really wrong, but it's done really well. Like the singing
A live show would be good.
It's really cool.
Baz Luhrmann is Cirque du Soleil. He just makes movies.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
it's really the chick who plays the Green Fairy is also the violinist. Mm. And so she's like, really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's my recommend.
Yeah, I've never really seen a big Vegas show, so that would be
I think if you're gonna spend an extended time in Vegas, that's when you knock out those shows that you're like, I should see that sometime.
Because we're just kind of dating and I'm like, well, I guess we're gonna really figure out if we like each other.
Is this dude who I think it is?
But also I'm like you know, it's just a lot of time.
A vacation is a thing, but it's also like fun.
Also I was like, well, but also we'll be like fucked up the whole time. It'll be very fun.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
I think that's great. Just go for it.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be the weekend after my album, so I'm like, oh great.
You don't want to cut loose.
I'll be like, I owe it to myself.
Yeah. Well, I think you should do it.
And that's Vegas is, I think, probably a good place for a first like vacation together because there's so much people watching. There's so much to comment.
Stimulus.
Yeah, you can be like, oh boom, I'm just gonna do bits on everything.
Yeah.
You
know,
there's no lulling conversation because you're gonna be like, what the fuck is that?
I always think about my favorite Friends episode, which is the one where Rachel and Joey are drunk in Vegas and they draw mustaches on each other.
Isn't that when they get married?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said it was weird because he was like, hey, Vegas will be fun. We may like come back married. And I knew he was joking, but I was like, ooh.
Cute.
Jesus. And I was like, yeah, or we're going to fucking hate each other.
Do you remember a couple like years ago, there was this website going around with like how to fall in love with someone. And one of the qualifications was that you have to do something novelty together.
Oh. And
was that the question?
The New York Times?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was the quiz.
Oh.
This is your thing. This is your novelty weird thing.
Perfect. Hell yeah. He's going for like a work conference or something, so we get to stay in Caesars.
Oh my god. And then he'll be
so
at
fun.
Work and then you'll have your by yourself time at the
pool. Yeah, so it won't be just us.
I think you'll be great.
Because
that's going to be a very different trip than my bachelorette party.
It will, but it won't. We're also our plan was like, we're going to take Molly and go dancing. I was like,
okay, that will be similar.
I'll just know the guy who I'm going to dance with before the night starts.
Exactly.
Did I sound like a narc when I called Molly Ecstasy before? Do people say Ecstasy
anymore? It's the same difference. It's the same thing.
Okay. I don't know if people said that word anymore.
No. They definitely
do. Try to act like it's different, but it's like,
same exact
thing. Yeah. It's like, wait a second.
So I'd just like to shout out to my future biographer for this story that they're going to put in.
Hey, hey, old Babs, remember this? No, you don't.
There's a little glimpse into your upcoming vacation.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
All right.
I kind of want to play at our wedding. Actually, I was on Sean's podcast like 6 months before we dated, and he accidentally called me Mrs. Barker. And I was like, it's not Mrs. It's Ms. I'm never getting married.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
I kind of want to find that clue and incorporate it into something.
That's super cute.
I love the idea of him being like, challenge accepted.
That way he's like, yeah, put it in sports terms. He was like, all right, I'll make this touchdown.
Yeah, so I'm the underdog.
A wedding is like winning the World Series.
The World Series of your life?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys get rings and everything.
Yeah, you each beat out lesser competitors.
Yeah.
Exactly. You get to trash.
That's perfect.
Trash Philadelphia afterwards. Too.
Sure.
I would love it. I could see a tiny riot happening after you get married. Like a car should be
flipped. Like I said, I'm very excited to meet Sean's Philly family.
There's going to be so many wildness.
I can't wait.
So I mean, the whole thing is wild. Is all I can think of. We have wildflowers and wild people.
Oh my god. Okay, speaking of flowers, Kaylin, what is the perk of being a wallflower? Good question.
What is it?
I don't know.
You mean other than the book?
Sure. I mean,
yeah,
whatever
that's
you
the
wanna,
reference. Yeah, that's whatever that means.
I love that fucking book.
Yeah.
I've never read it.
Me either.
It's really good.
Is it Michael Cera in that movie? No, he just seems like
he would be.
It seems like he is.
He is that guy.
He is that guy.
Yeah.
Isn't my favorite quotes from that book, which is like, in that moment, we were infinite.
Yeah.
Fucking love that. Anyway, I don't know. What's the perk of being a wallflower? Like observing.
Yeah, you sit back, you like watch it to make it happen.
Get to think about how weird people are and then turn it inward and make that social anxiety happen.
Yeah.
Think about how people get that nice paranoia cooking.
It's certainly not me that's weird. It's watching everyone.
Are they looking at me or am I looking at them? Yeah.
I think there's something nice about when you have like wallflower moments of just being like, oh, it's like not about me right now. And also it's like no one else is paying attention to you. It just sometimes it's like very refreshing to feel like a little bit invisible, I think. To me at least. To be like, oh, cool. Yeah, look what else is happening in the world. It's billions of people. It's just good to remind yourself that not everyone is watching all of your shit all of the time.
Yeah. I think that's like one of the keys to overcoming social anxiety is like realizing that like no one's watching you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know about
unless
you.
You're sitting behind Babs in the movie.
Yeah,
you're,
exactly.
You're sticking out.
You're clipping pieces of hair.
When you guys are traveling, don't you like playing to new people or talking to new people?
For sure, yeah.
And like, I love it.
To me, that's like the perk of traveling and feeling like you're not, you don't know anybody.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though it's hard, like I would much rather perform and you know,
oh,
be
for
with
sure.
new people. Than
it's always easier to perform like to strangers, I think.
That's definitely the ideal situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why like friends are always like, let me know when your show is. I'm like, nah. Yeah.
You're like, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Check my calendar.
My friend Jaylene, who's here.
Yeah.
Since I'm recording the album in Salt Lake, I'm like, oh God, like, I really hope I don't have too many moments of looking at that audience and seeing like randos from high school.
I'm very excited for the drama president to come to your album
totally
recording.
Too.
If you're listening, you better be there,
taking
bitch.
Taking out that joke.
You have to.
No, you have to do it.
You have to do it.
You have to look her in the eyes as you do it too.
Just where are you
contact.
Now?
Unbreaking eye contact.
I had a call like challenger to like a rent off on stage.
Oh.
Here's your bonus
so
track.
Good.
The joke starts in the background. We just hear. Dun,
yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. And I just like stare her down.
How were you, drama president, for a year?
I know. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
There's a lot of
too good.
A lot of shit.
So funny.
It is funny that I'm pretending like I ever don't want to be the center of attention, but that's not true. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's great sitting on the side and watching.
Yeah, just letting this one pass you by. Who little old me in this dress? I'm just here to blend in.
I would say my favorite, I've been really liking going, I like go to just hang out at a dive bar by myself. And I don't know if I talked about this, but I went to like hang out at Club TG alone. And there were like different groups of friends hanging out and no music playing. Nobody put anything on the jukebox. So I was like, here's my time. And so I was like, I'm going to get these people to like dance, you know, just by like putting stuff on.
Yeah.
So that was really fun to experiment with like people I didn't know at all.
Yeah.
And like, just like with that, I think Leader of the Pack was a bigger hit than I thought it'd be.
Oh, interesting choice.
It's a good song.
I did a duet lip sync of that with my mom in.
What?
In and that's not even the most inappropriate part of the story. In Indian Maidens, which was the inappropriate group that we were in as part of the YMCA when I was a kid.
God.
Yeah, a bunch of white ladies dressed like Native
what?
Americans.
And
yeah,
so you're like, so you're really going out with him?
Yeah, no, yikes. It was a common program. That movie, boy. Man of the House.
Yeah,
is about that. You know?
Yeah.
This was the mid-90s.
Real rain dance.
So at Indian Maidens camp, my mom and I did a duet lip sync of Leader of the Pack. Didn't win.
That's amazing.
That song is always really fun because it's a jam until like somebody dies in the middle of that song.
Oh, yeah.
It just runs off the road. You hear an accident and then you're like, and then the music just like kicks back in. And you're like, oh, well. So
there's
we're still dancing.
He's dead. Like, yeah.
Does he die?
Yeah.
It's an art piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cause she's like, oh no, look out, look out. And then,
and
then it goes, I guess I didn't hit me. I thought he just left her.
No, he like runs off the road.
Yeah, he faked an accident. So
I think that went over my head.
Oh man. Yeah. I like oldie songs that tell a story. Those are like my favorite songs. Just like paint me a picture.
Yeah.
Somebody.
There's a lot of good old
country songs still do that.
Yeah. That's why I like
and musical theater.
525,000.
Sorry.
It's fine.
All right, we're going to be back after.
Sorry, Brandy.
All right, so before we go to break, Kaylin, we're about to hear something from you.
I got a new album coming out June 1st, and here's a song from it. I hope you like it.
Don't call me a catch. Compare me to all the rest. Don't tell me who wore it best. Who looks like a whore? Who eats too much? Who should eat more? This is the best we can do. Then it's war. Yeah, it's not polite to ignore men in the street. It's not ladylike to wanna scream. Where are your fathers? I'm not a piece of meat. So don't call me a catch.
Lady to lady.
What's up? Want to say your name?
Who are you?
Barbara. Okay. I think they know at this point, probably.
Yeah. I'm Brandy.
Tess.
Who the fuck are you?
Who are you?
I'm Kaylin. What's up? Hey. We're going to do a lady problem. If you guys have one, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hey, ladies. Like a year and a half ago, I met a guy and we became friends as part of a little community of podcast fans. I made the predictable mistake of hooking up with this guy, and while I knew it was a mistake right away, I didn't handle it right. I.e. shutting it down immediately. What followed was pretty unpleasant. Ultimately, I had to walk away from the community of great friends I had made because the guy was a total creep and refused to respect me saying, leave me alone and blocking... Respect me saying, leave me alone and blocking him on every social media as a sign to actually leave me alone. It's been a few months, and now I think I'm finally rid of this guy, but I'm still so angry. I'm angry that I don't get to talk to those friends every day like I used to. I'm angry that I hooked up with someone I knew I wasn't interested in. I'm angry that that dude refused to respect my feelings when I was direct about them. So I guess my question is, how do you get over being really angry at creepy guys? I've blocked him everywhere, but we still have mutual social media friends, so his name pops up occasionally, and I'm reminded of how awful it felt to walk away from that friend group and how bitter I am that I had to do it because of a shitty dude. It's been months, but I just saw a friend tweet about him, and I just want to yell. How dare this guy tell a bunch of people he was in love with me? He barely knew me. He never listened to anything I said and just kept trying to ineptly gaslight me. Why wouldn't he just leave me alone? Okay, that was the rant part, but seriously, how do I get over being angry? You ladies are amazing. Any advice would be appreciated.
I mean, I think it's just like how you deal with any kind of anger, which is just like you've got to like, you know, I always think that the key is just like staying present because you're just you're reeling over something that's already passed. Mm-hmm. You've taken all the actionable steps. You've blocked him. You've cut him out. You as far as things you can do about it, you've checked all those boxes. So now at this point, I think it's just like doing what you need to do to get out of the past mm-hmm. and move on.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like if these people like in this friend group like chose this dude that quickly over you and like you're not friendly with them anymore, like they weren't really your friends
in
the first place.
Yeah, I can't tell what happened. Yeah. That is what happened or she just extricated herself from the friend group because of him.
She might have like just not wanted to explain.
I totally get that, mm-hmm. yeah.
Maybe embarrassed or...
Yeah.
But I mean, I think the fact that she made friends so quickly with this group, I think that shows that you're going to be able to make friends mm-hmm. with sort of whatever group you choose to include yourself in. So
yeah.
Yeah, I would just start the process of moving forward.
Yeah, don't stop beating yourself up over hooking up with them, first of all.
We've all hooked up with regrettables.
Yeah, it's happened, it and it's like, it's not the end of the world.
Sorry, I just made a horrible face.
Oh, yeah, that little flashback. It happens, and you didn't know that he was going to do all that shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
You know, it's so easy to, like, be mm-hmm. charmed by somebody in a moment, and it fucking happens. It's not... Mm-hmm. The end of the world, and so don't beat yourself up over that, whatever. You got to move on.
The thing about being angry, it's like, is she angry at herself more than she's angry at the situation or at the guy on his responses is what I'm confused about.
I think it sounds like both. Kind of.
Yeah, I think especially usually when you are angry at yourself, it like manifests and like you're projecting it onto other people.
Totally. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Just like the power that you're letting this person have mm-hmm. over you, and then you're frustrated with your impatient with yourself for not like moving on from it faster.
It's really hard. I've talked about this before, but it sucks when you know how shitty someone is, but other people don't mm-hmm. kind of like mm-hmm. acknowledge that. Yeah. And you don't really have the power. You don't want to like reach out to them and be like, hey, this person sucks because that's their
that
relationship.
Feels crappy.
Their, you can't change their relationship and that's what that is. Yeah. But man, it fucking sucks when you know somebody
totally
is
so frustrating.
It's the worst.
You know what the worst part is about relationships is that when or if they end, is your social structure is gone. And it doesn't matter mm-hmm. if it's a marriage or a friendship or like a boyfriend situation. Mm-hmm. It's just like they always get restructured and like it sucks.
Yeah.
You know? It really is hard to lose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lose those.
In some way. It like, you know.
It does. It does. It's never just the loss never of the simple. One person. It's always mm-hmm. like all
there's
the other. And it's not even like, this doesn't even seem like it was that long of a relationship. But yeah, there's always some kind of like ties that you're losing besides the actual person.
To me, I think that hurts more than the relationship.
Well, yeah, because you're over the person. Sure. Like you don't like the person. Yeah. What you like and at that point is the like outside stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything to... Do you think there's anything to her reaching out to, like, one or two of these people individually and just saying, hey, I'd like to see you. It's been a long time.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Nothing about that dude, but...
Yeah, the only reason I thought maybe she was doing that is because I don't know what the situation is. If this guy's still super ingrained, maybe she's intentionally trying to, like, not have contact with him.
I think that's what it seems like.
But yeah, I think a one-on-one hangout, he won't be there for that.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to gauge from that whether that's something that you want to continue to cultivate or whether you're you want to just kind of maybe start fresh with a whole new group of people.
Yeah.
It also sounds like at the end she says, how dare this guy tell a bunch of people he was in love with me? He barely knew me. So I feel like maybe he's also like leading a narrative.
I think so. So that's probably why she doesn't want to see them because she like knows he said all some shit that wasn't real.
Maybe just cut away and move on.
Yeah. Like if there's a few people that you're like you really want to hold on to, I think it's worth setting the record straight and then, but also not forcing it. You know, if like they.
Yeah.
It's important to remember, like, what you have control of in this world, I think. And it's like, if you can just live your life honestly and be like, this is what I want to do, you have no control over how people are going to react to it, though. So, like, this guy was shitty and gaslit. Like, fuck him. If the friends want to go with him, then, like, all right, that's their choice, ultimately. You know? And, like, they... Mm-hmm. You can't force that. Like, you can't force people to do stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? It's just, like, important to...
Shoulda, woulda, coulda is just, like...
Yeah.
I mean, that's why, but it's good to make these mistakes. I mean, they're not mistakes. It's just like, they're just people. I mean, but maybe they are a little bit mistakes, but that's okay. Like, it's okay to make mistakes. Like, it's fine. Like,
yeah.
Like
I've never made one, but like,
no, I understand they happen. Like, in theory, it should be.
That's what I do.
Fucking whittle your mistakes into a knife. And
into
then,
a sword. Oh, yeah. And then go behead the first dragon that you find.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like everything is like, life is a series of things that happen that you learn from and you become better over time and you learn, you know who you are better from experiences.
You can say
and
mistakes.
Like, yeah.
But also
circling that word,
it's
like a shark.
But like, it's unlikely that this will be the last guy that you hook up with that is regrettable also.
Yeah.
So like,
oh, true.
Yeah.
You have a lifetime of horrible mistakes.
Unfortunately, yeah.
If you have a lifetime of shitty mistakes to learn.
It's never going to get better. You're going to keep repeating your same errors.
Let yourself get over this one so you can make another one.
Yeah. Move on to the next mistake.
Girl, you deserve the next fuck up. Yeah. Get there.
I didn't even love that Sheryl Crow song. My favorite mistake, though,
because
it's such
that
a
song.
Good. Yeah, like I like know that feeling.
Do
so
you
well.
Have? Do you think of a certain person during that song?
Yes,
me too.
Absolutely. That was quick. That was so fast. That answer. God damn.
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And also, like, I remember being very young, and my like. When I moved when I was in like fifth grade to sixth grade, so like all my elementary school friends I like lost basically because I did not stay in touch with people and everything. And I remember like my dad, I was very upset when we moved, and my dad being like, in your life you will have a lot of acquaintances that you will love, but you will have like a handful of people that are like true friends that will be with you for everything. And it's something that I remind myself of a lot too, where I'm like, oh, cool, I've like distance has grown with this person that I used to like love a lot and I was really good friends with, and like that's okay because they were part of my life for a period of time, and things change and we grow, and just because, you know, people were in your life for a minute, and like it's okay if they're not in your life forever. Like, we change and evolve and become different people, and those aren't always going to like meet up at different points. So like, enjoy the memories that you had with this group of friends, and like learn from it what you can, and like what you like and what you don't, and like, you know, apply that to new people as you're moving forward, you know. And it's just like, I don't know, I think about that a lot when I like have realized I've lost touch with somebody, or I'm just not as good of friends as somebody, or something happens, something blows up, and it's like, okay, well, I'm happy for the time that I had with this person, and if you extend grace to that, then I think it, like, you can forgive that part of yourself that like let that thing go away, and it's okay, because it's like, no, like, this is, life is long. Life is very fucking long.
Yeah, life is full of a bunch of tiny lives.
Yeah.
And so, like, people are in
in
your life for a certain amount of time. And
that's
that. And also, you never know. One day you, like, might run into one of these people 5 years down the road and be like, oh, my God, hey. And
you never know.
And it's kind of like Christmas. Like, the small presents are sometimes the good ones, but they're small.
Yeah, exactly.
I found as I get older, like, I have reconnected with people I've had horrible falling outs with.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, do you still care about that? And they're like, no. And I'm like, yeah, me neither. Cool. Let's like.
It's so hard to put energy into you get older.
Yeah. That's the truth. For sure. It's so much energy to like hate people, which is what she keeps talking about. It's like, I hate seeing this.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh my God, you must be so tired.
Well,
you
know? Maybe it's time to like intentionally add something into your life that's going to occupy some of that energy. Like, 100%. Maybe it is time to take up a new like sport or hobby or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think learning something new is always good, 'cause that really like occupies your brain.
Yeah. No, definitely.
So get off social media. Fuck that.
Ugh. Yeah, exactly.
Who cares?
And like, I know you have like him blocked everywhere. If you would like to take a step farther on Twitter, for sure. I know that you can block like words and stuff.
Yeah, block his fucking
name. Yeah, block his name on like the mute button part, and then you for sure won't see it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I have Kanye blocked everywhere. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Oh my God. He is insane.
I blocked Kanye West before it was cool.
Yeah. It's a really complicated topic.
Yeah.
I just love his
We don't have time.
His tweets that were like, I look like I'm in the sunken place from his house that literally looked like this? I was like,
it's so deep.
Did you watch the movie?
But also like, he's a master of getting attention. So
also like, shout out to Jordan Peel for making a movie that is like that level of zeitgeisty.
It's
that kind of a reference. It's fucking amazing to see.
So good.
Like, I have so much respect for him, and like how his career has happened is so awesome.
Yeah.
And it's like the the way that that movie is such a cultural touchstone is just like, can you, it's so funny because I was thinking the other day, I was like, can you imagine Kanye just being like, do I look like I'm a fish man? You know what I mean? Like, The Shape of Water does not have
right,
that.
Right. It's not going to be an oeuvre as long
for sure. Do I look like my penis comes out of a thing and I fuck a woman, but I'm a fish man? Do I seem like a fish man?
Yeah, no. But like on that note, I would like to quick say, we were promised a splash with Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Let's move on.
Where is it? Where is that movie? Very good point.
Remember
where
that?
That's a fish man I can get behind.
The internet promised us that fish man.
Yes. I'm going to Google it right
so.
Now.
If you work in Hollywood, get the fuck on it.
Yeah, where
ASAP,
is it?
Chop, chop, put that man in a fishtail.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to his IMDb right now to do a little check-in.
Who is it supposed to be? Him and...
I don't think
comedian.
The girl was ever announced. Oh, was it a comedian?
Oh, no, it was, Brie Larson? No.
Oh, I have no idea.
It's somebody awesome, though.
Oh my God.
I remember being very excited by it.
Maybe who would be good? Channing and...
Kanye.
Kanye and Channing.
I'm the best
Kanye.
God, I can't even imagine.
Done. It's written. God. It's done.
We don't need to...
But real quick, I wonder if Kim Kardashian is going to break up with him.
I feel like it's coming.
I do too.
Yeah.
Kim is a rock.
She was pissed that
Kim is a rock.
She was like, she responded to one of his pictures of their house saying, honey, we agreed we're not going to show any pictures of our home on social media.
And you know, if that bitch had to say that on Twitter, what was happening when the cameras were rolling? And those sisters are no strangers to turning a man out.
That's true.
Yeah. No, I feel like it's not. I don't think they're long for this world, for sure.
Yeah. Which is too bad because I really like them as a couple, but I knew that they were no.
You can't have two. That's just waiting
a lot
to explode.
Of
how does that household exist? Whew. Like, what do you think
lots,
that's
lots
in a
support.
Giant house where you're very far away
from
each other?
Yeah. There's going to be enough room for both of them in there. Holy
when you're
shit.
Like, honey, I'm just going to go to the sunken place for like an hour.
Jillian Bell.
Yes. I knew it was somebody awesome.
Yes.
Make that movie happen.
So do we have a status update? What's up?
It just says still in development. I haven't seen much more beyond that.
Keep developing, people.
Yeah.
Keep
I want that movie to happen real bad.
Oh my God.
She's amazing.
Yeah. She we rolls.
To, yeah, okay.
Do that
I think
problem.
We can do. Okay. Unless, do you guys feel any final thoughts for this one?
No, I just, no. You know, my usual. I mean,
time will make
time is the only
time.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Put a new stimulus in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Just go buy a book or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I always push meditating, but I think that's always good for anger.
Yeah. And distance makes things better. You know, as you get further from
yeah,
this.
Yeah, go and buy an island. Get away.
Buy an island.
Pull in a cage.
Yeah.
Wait, I was at a show last night, and our friend Josh Androsky was hosting it, and he was talking about Nick Cage, and he was talking about how one of his sons has like a metal band, and he goes, "What is that guy's name?" And I just go, "Weston," from the back of the room. And he's like, "Is that Brandy?"
How about this?
Yes.
You know Weston?
Uh-huh.
Guess who substitute taught Weston?
You substitute taught Weston Cage?
How have we not ever talked about this?
Because I taught many celebrities' kids.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Weston was a good student.
Hell yeah. I'd believe it. I would believe it. He seems like a good dude.
He was a sweet kid.
I would hang out with Weston Cage.
He never gave me any problems.
Let's go to El Compadre with Weston.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys
oh my God. Yeah. 300th episode is around the corner. If we can go to El Compadre with Weston Cage, I'd lose my mind.
Weston Cage, Greg Kinnear, hit us up. Yeah. Or if you have their names, whatever.
Or Paul Dano.
Paul Dano.
What if somebody gets their name legally changed to Paul Dano so they can come on?
Oh, and if you want to do that, we will talk to you about it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, let's make it happen.
100%. Okay, we're going to do another Lady Proud.
All righty.
Cool. Dear ladies, so I've been dating this guy. Dumb pimp. No, just kidding. So I've been dating this guy for almost a year now after a little over 2 years of being friends. We're practically inseparable and planning on moving in together once I graduate this spring. I'm 22 and he's 27, so it's a very exciting time in my life as I dive into the real world and the great unknown. The problem I'm having is that his ex-girlfriend is the ultimate girl next door. Literally! She was his neighbor in his parents' house, and they were everyone's favorite couple.
Aww.
She's drop-dead gorgeous. Imagine Mila Kunis in Forgetting Sarah Marshall mixed with Selena Gomez and an aspiring actress.
Ugh.
They do. Yeah. Agreed.
Woof.
Yeah. That's all you need to say.
Yeah. They dated for about 3 years, and things fell apart from a distance during college after she came back from study abroad. Presently, his family and hers are best friends.
Oh, God.
This sounds like a fucking movie.
This is a nightmare. Mm-hmm.
Presently, his family and hers are best friends, so they always do functions and holidays together. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Holidays?
Yeah.
Everything from going upstate to this cabin together during weekends in the summer to ski trips to Thanksgiving.
No. What is the this fuck? Meet the Parents?
This is Meet the Parents as fuck. Now their relationship is long over and shows zero signs of resurgence, but I find myself a bit insecure compared to her. I know it's all in my head. My boyfriend goes above and beyond in the role he fills in my life. Respect, attention, communication, the works. I just feel like that relationship was the most precious fairy tale story, and she was the one that got away, and I'll never quite live up to that. People talk about her like she's crafted by the gods.
Oh, God.
How stunning she is, how she lights up every room she walks into. I hate to sound creepy, but I've looked at her Instagram a few times, and she's just unbelievably beautiful. Well, nobody's Instagram is how they actually look.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I know. True. I am too, but I'm definitely someone who rides on personality.
Aw, girl.
Sorry, that's just a really funny way to say it. I just feel like maybe I am a downgrade compared to this girl. Aww. And it's also hard because although I haven't met her in person yet, it's inevitable, and I've already had to have an entire family dinner with her parents. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's weird.
That was me saying that, not her.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips to get out of this negative headspace and how to cope moving forward? Much love to you all, and thank you for bringing joy and the sweet sound of Tessa's laughter into my life. Oh, this is a cool PS. I was in the Mexico City airport at like 4 a.m. traveling back from Tulum last week and saw another fan with a Lady to Lady pin on her back.
Yes.
That's awesome. Aww. I love that.
What's up, you guys?
I feel like that was Katya. I don't know why. I just feel like
this. Yeah. Yeah, he's got one of our pins in his backpack.
I hope it was Katya.
I hope so, too.
That sounds like hell.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I feel so bad for her.
What a horrible meet the parents.
This is a true nightmare.
This is a nightmare.
Because it also sounds like on top of it all, this girl's like cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just like not like her.
And let me just say, like, personality always trumps looks. So
yes.
And he wanted mine.
I'm sure you're gorgeous.
And looks are personality. I mean, if you have a good personality, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is 100%. Confidence is everything.
But she knows that. She knows that.
She already knows that.
There's not, I mean.
It's hard to get around that part of your head.
Have you guys ever been in a situation like this? I haven't really been in something like this before.
Well, we were talking before the podcast a little bit about I'll Be Gone in the Dark, Michelle Nakbanera's book about the Golden State Killer. And like I was saying that, like, I'm really impressed with Patton's new wife, who I think is a very extreme version of this situation where it's like,
yeah, the ex isn't dead.
Yeah.
So there's that.
But it's like this person that is amazing and was fucking talented, and like there was love there and like all of that stuff. And it's like, it's a lot to expect of somebody to just have the kind of grace to like
totally
deal with that. And like, I don't know. It could be worse.
Yeah. So she's at least alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, also, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are the logistics? Because they're going to move in together soon. So I'm like, are they going to be able to distance themselves from the family a little bit soon? Because maybe this is just something that she needs, like, just suck up and bear for a little bit. And then when they get their own place, they won't always be having these family dinners and that kind of shit.
Sounds like they're pretty close. I feel like it seems like that happens
families
a lot.
Families are pretty tight.
At least, especially in the holidays and all that stuff.
Well, I'm curious as to how, if her parents are cool to you or not. Like, are the ex's parents, like, I'm sure they're nice, you know? But, like,
isn't like the family's all acting like she's the one that got away? Because that makes it so much worse.
And that's bullshit on their part.
That's really dumb and if that's the case.
Yeah, and that's up to your boyfriend to, like, be like, this is who I'm with now. Like, if the families are, like, talking about this girl, like, through rose-colored glasses, then it's up to him to, like, set the boundaries, I think, and be like, no, this is who I'm with. That's over.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's really appropriate to mention anyone's ex in front of their current person.
So absolutely,
whoever
not.
Is doing that shouldn't be doing that really at all.
No.
I mean, if it happens occasionally on accident, fine, but they shouldn't
but
be
if
like
it's literally her parents just talking about their kid, you know.
Right.
I don't think it's like they're bringing like, remember when you two were together?
Yeah.
It's more like, hey,
she's
spend
doing this.
Well, I also think it's like kind of inappropriate for them to like be around the new girlfriend quite this much too, you know.
But if that's their friend, I mean, think they're doing it like on. It's like their
name,
relationships
yeah.
with their friends, the parents.
I mean, I guess to me, it's like you can have like a dinner with his parents. Like, why are these other parents at this other dinner? Like, you can see them. You can see them at holidays every once in a while, but like, I feel like the other parents like shouldn't be around that much.
Well, and maybe this, but maybe it's a good thing, and maybe this is something to consider. And this might actually be the case. Like, your boyfriend probably sees this woman as more of a family member than an ex. If that's how close the parents are,
then
this is probably something that just happened when they were really young. Mm-hmm. And, like, he probably at this point truly sees her as more of, like, a cousin figure.
Right.
I mean, also, you know, you're 22, you said. Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. I think about, I mean, God, my high school boyfriend, I can't in a million years could you ever see being with your high school?
No.
Fuck no.
I forget who said this, but someone I read somewhere was like, dating an ex is like trying to shove poop back up your butt. And then I was like, 100%. And that, it's not mine. I can't take credit for it, but I think about that fucking quote all the time.
It's so true. Funny.
Like, you can't. It's like, it's just like, you've been there, you've done that. Like,
space docking? Yeah. Is that what we're talking about? Space where you freeze poop and then
you freeze. Jesus
Christ. Well, sometimes
this
it's good.
The first time I've heard you bring up space docking.
When you need to do it, but that's a different situation. Yeah,
but it is. It's truly like, you know what?
Do you ever need to do it?
No one wants to eat their leftover salad. Later. You know, it's leftovers. No.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and like truly, he would be with this woman if he wanted to be with her.
That's
with you.
True. Exactly.
That's the thing.
He's with you. And like you said, he shows you. I mean, I understand it's, you know, we all have insecurities and like it's easy to get wrapped up in something even when they're showing you signs of all signs point to yes or whatever.
But
you just have to have faith in it and know, like you said, if he wanted to be with her, he would.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not with an ex that you used to, like, it's just, like I think put yourself in that situation. Think about your high school boyfriend or something. You do not want to be with that person.
No.
That is who you're with when you were a child. You know? Yeah.
And also, I think you can also feel very comfortable drawing boundaries. I mean, if you get invited to one of these centers and you don't feel like going, like, tell your boyfriend. You don't have to go just to be polite.
I wonder how much she's talked to him about this. Yeah. Like, should she talk to him about it? Or do you guess
maybe if she hasn't brought it up, I think it's worth.
I think bring it up a little bit. I would not bring it up a lot. Because then you start to look very insecure. Yeah. But I think it's worth having a conversation to be like, hey, I feel very third wheelie in these situations.
Totally.
Because it is also like everyone's shared experience except for you is this relationship, and like so they're going to talk about things that you don't know, so it's like maybe just be like, hey, when we're there, can you like make an effort to like include me in talking about things that like I would also be able to be a part of too, and like so it's not just like a weird inside joke thing that you're not a part of, like, because that's what it feels like it would be like. You don't want to feel like the third wheel or like you're intruding, because you are a part of this too.
Well,
now.
I mean, do you guys think this is kind of like, I don't know if this is a really good idea, but maybe once you meet this girl, I wonder if there's anything to also just hanging out one-on-one with the girl. Like, maybe that would make her less of, like, a story and more just, like, a person. You know, like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure she's interested in other people, too. And might even be in a relationship herself.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, like, imagine how much they must, like, be irritated with, like, that coming up if they're both trying to move on. Like, I can't imagine everyone being so gracious in that situation, like you were saying about Patton's situation.
Right.
You know, like, if this is the case with everyone and their parents are causing the problems, like, they're never going to be able to, like, you know.
For sure.
Move on in a healthy way.
And it's like anything, you know, what you said in here is their relationship is long over and shows zero signs of resurgence.
Yeah.
You know that.
You said
perfect.
It.
You know that.
It's, you know.
Yeah. You know
Remind
that.
Yourself.
Yeah. For it's sure. so easy. And like I said, no one... Instagram is
number one blocker.
Bullshit.
Like, just don't look at her stuff.
Yeah,
until like you were in a better place for it, I would say just like block her from stuff. And like, you can't tell who's blocked you on Instagram. That's fine.
Yeah, she's.
Well, you can.
You can.
Yeah.
If you look at their Instagram, it doesn't show up.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
But I doubt she's looking at hers.
She's not gonna look.
I doubt the other girl's looking at hers. Probably, so.
Yeah. I would say just like try. I know.
No, my ex-boyfriend who's with.
Shoving poop up the butt.
Hope you like that leftover poop, buddy.
Leftover poop salad. Eat up.
Exactly. Have fun with that.
But yeah, you know, I mean, I get it. This would be a very hard situation.
No, it's maddening. And I don't think you're out of the ordinary here for feeling this way at all.
No.
But yeah, I think just like try to remember that she's human. Just everything that you already know, just keep repeating those things to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I think have a little bit of a convo with the boyf about it.
Yeah. And I do like the idea of like making her a real person, because then you like see her flaws. You guys might fucking hit it off really well too, you know? And like,
sure.
Then you gain a friend.
Then you can make fun of the boyfriend together.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always a good thing to bond over.
Yeah. Because it could be her just being like, oh my God, my parents are so, like, I don't know why they keep talking about it. You know, so she could be very frustrated by this whole situation too. Mm-hmm. And like, then you have like another ally on your side.
But also definitely write this screenplay and make it into
For sure. And then she can star in it. She's a Spider-Man actress.
Perfect.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So sorry for your situation.
Yeah.
That's really difficult.
Let us know. I want to know updates.
Well, I think it's been done for a long time too, because if he's 27 And this, like, they broke up when she came back from study abroad. It's like, I don't know, you graduate college when you're like 22 or 23.
Yeah, it's been like 5 years at least, it seems like. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and she'll, if she's this pretty, she'll start dating somebody sooner or later too. And then, like, she probably will feel like less of a threat then too, because she'll have her own boyfriend. And
she'll have a Sam Asghari show up on the scene.
Oh, yeah. My God. Is that how you say his name?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're saying Samish. Like,
she'll either get a Samish or a Sam Asghari. Either way, she will be so eating Sam-ish. Well. Kaylin.
Hey. Hey, what's going on with you?
Yeah, what's happening with you?
So, my band's Tiny Stills. I have a new record coming out June 1st. And if you are in LA, I have a show at the Hi-Hat on May 31st. It's the album release show. We're doing a small tour through Arizona and then New Mexico, and then full national tour is August and September of this year. So keep in touch if you like the tunes.
And you can pre-order that album now, right?
I have a record coming out, the record on June 1st, and then you can pre-order it on tinystills.com, and otherwise it's going to be out on streaming on June 1st.
Yeah.
So keep in touch. I've met multiple Lady to Lady fans in cities, and it's always a pleasure.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Come up and say
go
hi.
Go see her on tour.
Go see Kaylin. Her band is amazing. Cool.
Yeah. And Kaylin has an old album, too, that if you have not listened to it.
Yes. There's still music out there. So, be friends.
It's pretty
whatever.
Great.
And we're going to go out on another song from you.
Here we go. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. See y'all next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
So
that's what you're
the things that I am not. Tell me your experience means you should call the shots. Tell me how you know exactly what I want. Should dress. Tell me who it is I should be dying to impress. Tell me what I care if they think me any less. I don't, I don't. When I know one thing that's true, it's that I'll never ask you for all your free advice. It's so worthless to me. La la, I can't hear a thing. La la, I.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.